It was awesome when we first came on the ice and everyone started cheering. That was pretty cool. We heard they did it in the first group there, and it was pretty cool. We saw, you know, everyone started cheering, and the guys were looking at each other, kind of smiling and stuff like that. So that was a great welcome. You can feel it. I've felt it for the last 3 weeks here. And to get on the ice, this is what we've all been waiting for today. And to start this off, and it was great.
Because I know that you'd like to start as many games as possible, but do you also look at this as kind of a mentorship role as well?
Yeah, I just, you know, we've got a great relationship, and you know, I'll play when I'm told to play. That's what I intend to do. So I just want to have a good camp and get a good exhibition, and you know, just do what I do when I get the opportunity, and continue to develop a relationship with Pav. He's a great guy, and look forward to playing with him again.
Have you always had that mindset? Because some guys never adapt to that.
I've always had that, because when I first broke into the league, I knew that I was playing behind Thomas Vokoun, and I knew my opportunities were going to come once every 2, 3, 4 weeks. I never knew when I was going to play. So I started out my NHL career as a backup, and I got a few years. I got to start, which I love doing that, but you know, I've had the opportunity to play in every role.
Chris, when you look at the schedule at the beginning of the season, do you try to probe into the coach's mind and say, okay, I think this one's going to be mine, this one's going to be mine?
No, I've tried to do that before, and I'll tell you, it doesn't work. So I'll play when I'm told to play, and you can kind of get more of an idea once the season starts, and you know, you have the communication with the goalie coach and with the coach and all that kind of stuff, but I've done that before, and it doesn't work.
You have a great rapport, but does the challenge ever end for a backup netminder? Because there's always someone looking to take on that role.
No, it never ends. I mean, you know, I was that kid one time trying to take that job and trying to win that job from somebody, and these guys have good young goaltenders coming up trying to get in the NHL, and it's tough, and there's guys out there that are hungry, and, you know, they want a spot in the NHL, and I still want mine, so I intend to work hard and play well this year. Last season, he had probably a 2-month stretch where I think he's the best goalie in the NHL. We started out good and our record was good, but you know, he was winning a lot of those games in the middle of the season. You know, as a team, I think we all tailed off at the end of the year and kind of went on a slide, and that you know, that kind of sealed our fate for playoffs. But he's definitely got superstar talent. He's got a good demeanor, good mindset, and he's a great athlete. So, and he's also really big in the net. So he developed, and you know, like any goaltender, any player, you have your ups and downs every single season, and he was no different. But when he was on last year, he was one of the best in the league.
Chris, from your perspective, what can this team do differently this year to get into the middle or maybe even upper echelon of teams in the defensive statistics?
I think like discipline and attention to detail, and we're going to have a system, and we have to play it to a T. I think last year, as many young teams do, we got a little bit of success early, and I think that we thought it was going to be that easy all year long, and you know, the second half of the season is a grind, and we weren't ready for that. I think we won 9 games or something in a row, and we got a little too you know, happy with ourselves, and second half of the season the games get harder, and we weren't ready for the challenge. I think this year, having gone through that together last year, you know, Claude's he's a huge guy for details and energy, and I think you know, he won't let that happen.